Why, hello there, good looking. Oh my god, you're so cute when you blush. Nope, I won't stop. It's never too early for compliments. You can't make me, even if you tried. Boops! I can't believe you would attack the crown like that. The crown. This bed is actually the independent nation of Sleepy Stan, and I am the ruler of its people. Bask in my glory. What do you mean, what crown? Can be a metaphorical crown. Fine, then it's my hair. Bedhead represents the heart of my nation, well. Besides, I can't believe that's the part you're complaining about, and not the fact that I said I was your ruler. Yes, I most certainly am. Where are you right now? That's right, in Sleepy Stan. And who is the ruler of Sleepy Stan? That would be me. So really, I need to punish you for your attacks against me. You have no one to blame but yourself. Now, hush while I think. Okay, I just decided that our beautiful nation where the curtains stay closed and the toots run free will now use the code of Hammurabi. It's never too early for ancient Babylonian law systems. It's simple. Eye for an eye. You boop me, I boop you. Fair. Now sit still while I boop you. That was totally fair. Besides, you started it. Now come here and cuddle me. I'm not being bossy. I'm being leader-y. There's a difference. Also, are you gonna argue with cuddles, really? You and I both know that's not a thing. Everyone loves cuddles. That's what I thought. Resistance is futile. I never understand why you're always so difficult. That's right, difficult. That's what you are. Opposite of easy. No, chicken monster, what? No, no, you can't, but those singers away. Hey, hey, hey! Before you act irrationally, remember the laws of these lands. Tickles beget tickles. I cannot believe you almost did that on a lazy day. Didn't you get the memo? You need to get better at following these things. Alright, I guess it's kind of hard to do that when I'm making everything up as I go along. Let me brief you then. I need your tummy. To point my finger on for the briefing, silly. You expect me to brief without a surface to point at? Have you seen the movies? Everyone points at stuff during these kind of things. Thank you. It's a very nice tummy you have there. I would even say it's kissable. Aw. And well, the extra blushes are nice too. There's never too much blushing, remember? What a silly sentence, you sleepy sheepy. All of the blushes, my darling, all of them. But we're getting widely off track. Back to the business at hand. I could focus if you weren't so distracting. Today, we are doing absolutely nothing and we are not leaving the bed. It's a royal decree, even. Even as difficult as you are, I know you wouldn't commit to an act of treason. Yes, your tummy was absolutely necessary for that. Can you imagine how confusing that would have been without the pointing? Simply incomprehensible. No, I think I'm gonna stay here and snuggle up. Why? Because I want to. That's most certainly a reason. I have no idea what you're talking about. Maybe one day you'll win an argument. Keep your chin up. I like where your head is at. Rocky-style montage of debate team practice. I can see it now. Flipping through books while sweating, answering flashcards in gym clothes. Some third thing. What we definitely need a third thing, that's basic storytelling. Rule of threes. But wait, am I your love interest or your opponent in this scenario? Both. Wow, my character really has a lot of depth. The critics will call the role Oscar bait, but I just connect with the character on a deeply personal level. Call me a goof all you want. You're the one in love with me. Don't even try to deny it. You're madly in love with a goof, and there's nothing you can do about it. I love you too, my goof. I'm scooching back up for mouth kisses, but it's a lot of work. Don't make fun of me, meanie. It's the tenet of the land. Everything needs to be done lazily. Even the kisses have to be sweet and lazy. Breakfast? What is this break fast? What are you talking about? I just got back from a beautiful scenic vacation at your tummy. There was no rumbles to be heard. I know we need to eat, but that means leaving the bed. Fine. You win this round. That montage paid off a little too well, if you ask me. I would take some cheese with that wine, yes. If only my whining had any nutritional value whatsoever, then we could stop all trade with Kitchonia. Kitchina? Making up fake country names is hard. So maybe I didn't think this not leaving the bed thing all the way through. You got me. Since the cat is out of the bag, you have permission to journey out of the land far away and make us breakfast in bed. I'm the most generous leader that has ever and will ever exist. Glad you finally see the truth. All that basking in my glory is finally paying off. My ego is not too big. It's the perfect size. Anywho, there's a meal you need to get started on. I see what you're trying to do. No procrastinating. I'm cute, so I'm allowed to be a hypocrite. That's another law. No, you have to make something besides toast. We can have crumbs in bed for all eternity. Your head is in the right place, though, my love. Toast is definitely the laziest breakfast, but you're gonna have to do a tiny bit more work. Are you trying to blackmail me about breakfast effort? My people will understand the need for a non-crumbly meal. What must I do to buy your silence? The nation is too young and fragile for a scandal so delicious. Dare I say it would be scandalous. You better believe I'm happy with myself. That's not fair. Let's be reasonable here. You're only punishing yourself if you boot me, the laws of these lands and all. Oh yeah, the whole blackmail thing. You have me in a bit of a pickle. If I have to endure Bob for the sake of Sleepy Stan and her people, I am ready. My poor Nosy! Poets will write great things about the sacrifice. I'm pretty sure I already hear the chiseling of the stonemasons carving statues in honor of my nose. Yeah, you're right. I need to practice my fake crying if I ever want a shot at that Oscar. Go now. Make us some crumble-free food. You got your boob. Don't make me shoo you away like a pet wolf I shouldn't have. I can't say things like, you don't belong here, trying to get you back into the forest. We just talked about my bad fake tears, the whole scene would be ridiculous. Leery, not bossy. Remember the difference. I'll keep your spot warm, and thank you, sweetie.